Adopted Emily volunteers to help parentless children. Running her first fundraising marathon this year was just another step in volunteering for a 25-year-old Maldon woman. Childcare worker Emily Darling was just 18 months old when she arrived in the loving home of adoptive parents Christina and David Darling. The couple decided to adopt with the help of children's charity Barnardo's, the largest voluntary adoption agency in the country. Emily said, "Being adopted is all I've ever known, and I don't view my life as being different from anyone else's. My parents are the most caring people in the world, and I have had a perfect family. Of course, there are ups and downs sometimes, but I've also experienced love. I have a good job, and being adopted gave me the chance to achieve my full potential. Things could have gone very differently, and so many children deserve the same opportunity." Her parents' only child, as a teenager, Emily began volunteering with her mum to support other families who had adopted. Christina left a career in banking to be a family finder for Barnardo's in the east of England, working with local authorities and other agencies to provide guidance and well-planned adoption placements for children. Emily said, "I volunteer at activity events for adopted children who have been matched with new families. It's about giving back and being able to talk to them. Understandably, some children are a bit scared about the process. I'm able to explain how things are and have fun with them. I had a great childhood, and there's a lot of support out there." Emily has also followed in her mum's footsteps, embarking on a career providing support and care to children with complex needs. As a support worker in a residential children's home, Emily provides personalised care and stability to help children unlock their potential. She said, "Mum has always said I was going to work with children one day, and she was right. I had a job in a tea room during lockdown, and the moment I saw the advert for the children's home, I knew I would be good at helping children in challenging situations. It's what I love doing." And added, "Barnardo's does such a lot for children. It's about keeping them safe, and this can't be done without charitable donations." "Being adopted is the best thing that ever happened to me. While I know there can be difficult parts to any adoption journey, there are also great ones, as you would find with any family situation. It's an amazing thing to experience love for a child, and it's hugely important that we're able to continue this work." Brenda Farrell, head of fostering and adoption at Barnardo's, said, "At Barnardo's, we welcome adopters from all walks of life, and Emily's story is proof of what a stable, loving home can bring to a child's life. As more families struggle to make ends meet, we are aware that without the right preventative support, more children could end up in care. We are passionate about making a positive difference to the lives of the children and young people we support, as well as the adopters. We offered adoptive parents support and training every step of the way. We hope that more people will consider this life-changing journey." Emily successfully completed the London Marathon in April and raised more than £2,000 in the process.